弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们昨天家中办了一件喜事啊。
Yesterday, there's a very happy event in my family.
我们可不可以请新郎新娘站起来
？Oh, our family. The bride and the groom.
非常恭喜他们哈！你们的双方的父母亲也请站起来，我们欢迎你们。
The parents on both sides, please stand.
好，请坐。请坐。
Please be seated.
昨天在跟他们劝勉的时候，我提到。
During the words of encouragement, I mentioned.
在我们人生都有很多重要的抉择需要去做。
There are many important decisions we need to make in this life.
在人生中最大的一个抉择是我们面对。信仰的时候，面对神的时候，我们到底选不选择来归服他
？One of the greatest decisions is that concerning the issue of faith, when we come to meet the living God, are we willing to surrender to Him？
大概第二个最重要的抉择就是我们终身的伴侣。
And then the second most important decision is our partner for life。
重要还不光在于你选谁做你终身的伴侣。
The importance is not so much on whom you're going to choose。
重要的是在于也很另一件很重要的事情就在于你要选择怎么样子去过你的婚姻生活。
But the decision as how you're going to live your marriage life.
你要用什么样的态度来过你的婚姻生活
？What is your attitude in living out your marriage life?
所以我们婚姻的生活到底满不满足，有没有价值，喜不喜乐，不光在于你跟谁结婚。
Whether it's joyful, whether it's a value, it doesn't just simply depend on whom you have married.
而在于我。我们用什么样子的态度来过婚姻的生活
？What is your attitude as you live your marriage life？
所以很多人只是后悔选错的对象。
A lot of people regret the fact that they chose the wrong partner。
但是很少人悔改自己在婚姻中所存的态度。
But very few people repent towards their own attitude in their marriage life。
同样的，我们回到信仰上。
And similarly, when we come to the issue of faith，
最重要的不是你选什么神去信他。
The most important part is not as to what God you would choose to believe。
我们的神跟其他他的宗教是没得比的哈。今天我不是说要在众神中你挑谁。
Our God cannot be compared with any other gods of the other religion. I'm not saying that you could just pick whichever one.
而是当我们碰到这独一的神的时候，我肯不肯信服他，肯不肯降服他
？But when I come to meet this only true God, and I'm willing to surrender and to believe in Him.
这是第一件最重要的事。
That's the foremost, the most important thing.
那今天我们都接受了耶稣了。
And today we all receive Jesus Christ.
我们都信了他。
We all believed in Him.
但是还有一个更重要的一件事情是我们不能忽略的，就是我们存着怎样的态度。来过我们基督徒的生活。
But more importantly, that is to follow is what is our attitude and how we live out our days.
我们星期五开始读腓立比书啊。
This Friday we're going to start reading the book of Philippians.
我希望弟兄姊妹好好的读哈。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that we would be diligent.
就像我第一篇信息的时候曾经讲过，腓立比的教会是一个模范的教会。
Just as I've said in the very first message that I gave concerning the church of Philippi.That it is a model church for us to model after.
如果你要挑一个模范的教会做效法的榜样的话，腓立比就是啊。
If you want to pick a church to be an example for us to follow, it would be the church of Philippi.
那腓立比书是保罗所写的，你要挑一个仆人作为你效法的榜样的话，那么保罗就是。
And the book Philippians is written by Paul. And if you want to pick a servant of the Lord to be someone that you would model after, Paul would be that person.
同样的，腓立比书。是这位特别的神的仆人写给的这个特别的教会一卷特别的书。
And this epistle that is written, it is a special epistle written by a special servant of the Lord to a special church called by God.
那是一卷百读不厌的书啊。
And it's a book that we can read again and again.
而且我们每一次认真读的时候，你一定得到祝福的。
And every time we come with due diligence, we will be blessed as we study it.
我不知道大家一个礼拜收到。要看多少个 email？
And I don't know how many emails you receive in a week.
超过100个的请举手。
Those of you who receive more than 100 emails, can you please raise your hands?
超过1000个的。
Over 1000.
我想我们一个礼拜总会看几百个 email， 对不对
？And I think within a week's time frame, we'll come across hundreds of emails.
或是 short message, text message， 我们加起来可能几百个。
Certainly within the hundreds, when we include the texts that we get in our phone.
但是原谅我说，没有多少个有永恒的价值。
But forgive me for saying this, not too many of those messages have an eternal value.
我现在如果问我们中间的老神经医生啊。上个礼拜你看的 email 有哪一个你记得的
？And if we ask our famous doctor here, which of the emails that you read last week you actually remember? You remember none of them.
连我写给你的都忘了。
You forgot the ones that I wrote to you as well.
所以你看，很多东西我们都不记得的。
You can see very clearly we forget things very easily.
说老实话，你要看到一篇 email 能够改变你的生命，那是少之又少。
If you could read a particular email that would transform your life, we say that that is rare among rare.
但是我们认真读主的话，主的话一定改变我们。
But if we're diligent and study the word of God, we know the word of God will transform us.
所以希望我们好好读腓立比书。
So again, be diligent and study this book.
腓立比书第一章讲到以基督的生命为生命。
And the chapter 1 talks about having the life of Christ to be our life.
保罗说我活着就是基督，这是大话，这是太伟大的话。
For me to live, it is Christ. It is a great message.
不是我们说的那种夸张的大话，是太伟大的话。
It's not an exaggeration. It is really something of great value, truthful.
所以保罗的使命就是无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So Paul's commission is that whether I live or I die, Christ would be magnified through me.
不管他把我摆在怎样的处境里面，我都要活出基督来。
It doesn't matter where he would place me, I would live out Christ.
第二章是讲到以基督的心为心。
In chapter 2 now, we come to the point of having the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ.
今天我们要讲到第三讲。
And we come to the part 3 of this topic.
那第三章讲到以基督为我们的标杆。
And again, chapter 3, that Christ would be our goal.
第四章讲到以基督为我们的满足和得胜的秘诀。
And chapter 4 talks about Christ being our satisfaction and the secrets to our victory.
所以每一章都宝贵哈。
So every chapter is precious.
所以我说每一次读完腓立比书，我们这个人一定会被提升的。
And I trust that every time we are diligent in studying this book, we will be elevated.
所以我们今天继续来看腓立比书第二章第三段。
And we'll continue part 3 of the study in chapter 2 of the book of Philippians.
我想因为很多人可能上一次没有来，我就倒回去从第五节读起好了。
We're going to go back to verse 5 for the sake of those who may not be here last week.
中文英文都可以啊。
Chinese and English, whatever language.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐，你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事，但你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。但我靠着主至信，我也必快去。然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。 他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧。所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他，就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。故此，你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因为他为做基督的功夫，几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们攻击我的不及之处。好，我想我们上一次讲到耶稣基督的心，什么叫做耶稣基督的心？
The last time, as I was sharing with you all, we came to talk about what is to have the mind of Christ.
就是刚才第五节到第八节告诉我们的啊。
And it's clearly described from verse 5 through verse 8.
他完全的降卑。
He humbled himself.
他舍己。
And he denied himself.
他全然的顺服。
And he wholly obeyed God.
他在他一切的生活行事侍奉中都是为了荣耀神，也为了要带祝福带救恩给人。
In all of his ministry, his services, and everything he said and he's done, he did it for the purpose to glorify God and to bless the people around him.
换句话说，他整个的人生就是荣神益人。
And his entire life is lived for the glory of God and to be blessed.
他的每一件事情都为了归荣耀给神。
He did everything for the purpose of glorifying God.
所有跟他接触的要从他身上得到祝福。
And everyone who touches him will be blessed because of him.
除非人的心刚硬拒绝他。
Unless their hearts are hardened and they resist him.
任何有需要的人来到他面前都得到祝福。
Anyone who has a need that would come to him would be blessed.
那其实如果他只是为了荣耀神，他不需要死在十字架上。
And if he came simply for the sake of glorifying God, he did not have to die on the
cross. 他为什么一直降卑，一直降卑，成为奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，然后甚至死在十字架上，全是为着你，为着我。
He humbled himself, he humbled himself, he took on the form of a bondservant to the point and took the death of the cross for your sake and for my sake.
所以什么叫做以基督耶稣的心为心？
So again, what is to have the mind of Christ?
就是我们让基督的生命作为我们的生命。
That we allow the life of Christ to become our life.
而让这个生命在我们所有的处境中来代替我们。
That this life in all of our encounterings, all of our circumstances, it will represent and will live out for us.
基督是一个怎样全然降卑的人，我们这个人也降卑。
Now how Jesus wholly humbled himself,that we too will humble ourselves.
基督是一个怎样舍己的人，我们也愿意学习来跟随他，来 deny ourselves.
And how Christ denied himself, we will also imitate him and also deny ourselves.
同样的，基督怎么样在凡事上，他能够这样子的，这个，对不起啊，他降卑顺服，他舍己，然后他顺服。全然顺服父神。
He humbled himself, denied himself, and he obeyed God completely.
同样的，我们也要在凡事上能够遵行神的旨意。
And again, we pray that in all things we may be obedient to the will of God.
而圣经上告诉我们，当耶稣基督为我们这样子死了，成就救恩以后，
The scripture tells us once Jesus has fulfilled the work of salvation for us,
他说父神用右手将他高举。
The scripture tells us the Father has exalted him with his right hand,
将那超乎万民之上的名赐给了他。
And has given him the name that is above every name,
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
That those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth will confess that he is the Lord,
然后叫荣耀归给神。
That glory will be given to God.
弟兄姊妹，请你们特别注意，我为什么要再去重复前面？
Please pay attention why I repeated this again.
因为第十二节开始讲到这样看来。
Because verse 12 begins with the word therefore.
这个连接词是根据前面这句话过来的。
This phrase comes from the fact that there's something to mention before.
他说这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
好，那我在这里问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
So I want to ask all the brothers and sisters here this question.
救恩不是白白的救恩吗？
Isn't salvation free?
我们不是因信称义吗？
Aren't we justified because of faith?
我们不是在基督里得到了完全的赦免吗？
Aren't we forgiven completely in Christ?
基督把平安、把喜乐带给了我们。
And Christ has given us peace and joy.
至高之处荣耀归给神，地上平安喜乐归给他所喜悦的人。
And the Most High, the glory is given to the Most High, but peace and goodwill to man.
那为什么要叫我们恐惧战惊呢？
So why would Paul write in this verse with fear and trembling?
那有没有这个问题？
Do you have that question?
所以在中国有很多的讲法，人不是一次得救永远得救，要很小心。
Because of this, some areas in China, they would say that people are not saved once and for all. You got to be careful.
他们的背后就是硫磺火湖，一失败又掉回去了。
Right behind you is the gate of hell and it's burning. And one failure, one fault, you're going to fall right back.
所以他们很紧张，必须全力往前。
So they're fearful that we got to move forward. We got to move forward.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上的救恩，今天我们没有空讲，那么清楚地告诉我们，人一次得救可以永远得救。
And I don't have the time to elaborate, but the scripture is very clear that man is saved once and forever saved.
这里讲到的不是将来永远的审判。我们得不得救？
What is mentioned here in this verse is not talking about whether we are saved in the judgment to come.
而是我们今天在地上生活。
But here as we live out our lives in this world,
里面有我们罪恶的本性。
We do have a sin nature in us.
外面有一个那么黑暗的世界，快速的在堕落。
There is a very, very dark generation world that is falling very rapidly.
我们生活有这么多的挑战。
And we have so many challenges in our lives.
我们如果不靠着主过得胜的生活，我们很容易就被落到捆绑的里面。
If we do not live by the power of God, a victorious life, very, very quickly we will find ourselves in bondage.
我们落在各样的失望、软弱、跌倒的里面。
We will we'll find ourselves in despair and failure and all sorts of weaknesses.
我相信哈，我必须用大家举手的。
And I believe again, I don't need to ask you to show with your hands.
到底我们对我自己基督徒的生活满不满意？
Are you satisfied with your Christian living today?
到底别人能不能从我的身上真的看见你真是一个基督徒？
Can other people truly see and identify the fact that you are a Christian?
你不要以为基督徒很简单哈。
Don't think being a Christian is very easy.
我非常喜欢的英文 Christian.
I really like the term Christian in the English language.
Christ 加上什么 ？I-A-N 对不对
？Yeah. Christ plus the letter I-A-N.
意大利人叫什么
？Italian.
Italian, 对不对？它是意大利加 I-A-N.
Italy plus I-A-N.
你是什么人？就后面那个前面的形容词是特点。
And the word in front of it is the description of who they are.
台湾人。
Taiwanese.
北京人。然后我们台湾有个文化大学叫文化人。机械系的叫机械人。
Those who.Translation doesn't work in English.
没有关系。植物系叫植物人哈。弟兄姊妹，你发现前面是一个重要的形容词。
You find that the word in front of it describes who you are.
我们是中国人，我们是美国人。
We are Chinese. We are Americans.
那 Christ, but Christ.加 I-A-N
and Christ plus I-A-N.
所以基督徒是后来人翻译的哈，最早的翻译叫基督人。
Christian actually is something that was translated later on, but in the beginning it was a man of Christ.
这是基督徒身上最大的特点是基督。
And that the most significant characteristic of a person who believes in Christ is Christ.
而且这个 I-A-N 正好是 I am nothing 的缩写哈，就那个第一个字母。
We see the acronym I-A-N and represents I am nothing.
你不觉得这是一个 perfect 一个这么完美的称呼叫基督徒，就是 Christ 加上 I am nothing.
Isn't it a wonderful term to use the word Christian and to signify that Christ is everything and then I am nothing?
所以 Christian 就是不再是我，乃是基督最好的是一个字。
And the word Christian is the best definitive of the truth of no longer I but Christ.
所以我们现在看到了基督为我们降卑，为我们完成的救赎。
And we see Christ humbled himself and accomplished salvation.
然后神把他升为至高。
And then a God exalted him to the Most High.
叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的向他全部屈膝。
That everything in heaven, everything on earth, everything under the earth would bow to him.
你知道在旧约亚述大军，亚述是残忍的不得了的一个国家。
And in the Old Testament, we see the Assyrians. It is a very, very cruel nation.
你去读不光是圣经的历史，你去读人类的历史，亚述是残忍有名的。
Not only in biblical history, but in human history, you'll discover that they are a very cruel nation.
在亚述帝国，当亚述大军来围绕一个城的时候，他真的就像秋风扫落叶一样，这个人 全然被屠杀。
And when the Syrians come and surround a particular nation, they are like the leaves that would blow in the fall and just covers the land completely.
神不过派一个天使出来，就一夜之间杀了他185,000个人。
A single angel would come and slaughter 180,000.
当他们来围绕耶路撒冷的时候，神可以叫天使一夜之间杀了185,000个人，他们全军撤退。
And within one night, God would summon just a single angel and annihilate that entire army, and they would flee.
你知道有一首诗歌讲到我的良人在天上，我们现在主已经升到至高去了。
There's a wonderful hymn that says, My beloved is in heaven above, he's ascended on high.
他说我良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
It says, My beloved, he lifts up his countenance, and all the angels prostrate and fall.
你能不能稍微思想一下，在天上的宝座上，千万天使在那里侍奉神。
Can you imagine in heaven?The host of heaven stands before God to serve.
当我们的主一抬头的时候，所有天使不敢看他，太神圣，太荣耀了。
Yet our Lord, when He lifts up His head, all the angels would bow and prostrate because He is indeed holy.
什么时候主一抬头，你就天上轰一声，全部跪下来。
And you discover and imagine the moment Jesus lifts up His head and the sound, boom, the entire heaven would just bow.
Very good.这么伟大的主
this awesome God,
他今天居然降杯成为我的生命
He's humbled himself to be our life
弟兄姊妹 Can we believe that? 我们能相信这件事情吗
Can you believe that?
他这么荣耀在身上至高的神
He is the most high God
他今天降杯住在我里面成为我的生命
Yet he will humble himself to dwell in us to be our life
所以这就是保罗为什么讲说这样看来
So therefore that's why Paul says therefore
这么伟大的主在我的里面
Because such a great Savior is in me
万有在他面前都屈膝都降服的
All creation would bow and prostrate before him
天上的天使全部降服他
All the hosts in heaven would bow before him
每一个天使都有 supernatural 的能力的
And every single angel have a supernatural
power 他们有超然的能力的
They have a power that is supernatural
但是他们全部敬畏主
But every single one of them feared God
而今天这么伟大的主在我的里面
But yet this awesome Lord dwells in me
所以保罗说这样看来弟兄们要顺服
So Paul says, therefore, you must obey.
这个王住在我的里面。
This king dwells in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, with fear and trembling, we need to work out our salvation.
因为底下他就说到，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为了要成就他的美意。
Because it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
他今天在我里面成了我的生命。
He in us has become our life.
然后基督在地上，他只有一件事情，就是讨神的喜悦。
And then Christ, in all His days, had but one purpose to please the Father.
他在地上一直只有一件事情以父的事为念
and he had but one purpose that the will of the Father the mind of the Father would be his
所以今天他在我们里面运行的时候
so today as he moves in us
他整个运行的目的就是要成就神的旨意
the purpose of him exercising his life is that we would accomplish the will of God
所以弟兄姊妹这是一件太大的事情
brothers and sisters this is a huge thing
还要我们走在正路上
that we would walk in the right path
走在神的旨意上
that we would walk in the purpose and the
will of God 他不要我们偏离正路
That we will not stray from this way.
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And I want to ask brothers and sisters this question.
如果在后花园有一条水泥的走道。
If in your backyard there is in your garden there is a paved road.
大概一尺宽。
It's about a foot wide.
请你走在上面。
And we ask you to walk in the midst.
旁边就是草，就是花。
And the grass and flowers next to it.
请问走这个水泥路会紧张的，请举手。
How many of you would be nervous in walking along this 1 foot wide paved road?
都不紧张，对不对
？Nobody would. No, somebody.
你啊，有吗
？Yeah, one.
哪一个？站起来，站起来，我看看哪一个。这个也会紧张啊。惧高症惧到这个地步旁边就是土就是草了
You're right on the ground Dirt is right on either side of you
你大概是太爱草了 怕践踏草地大概
You're in fear of trembling on the foliage
但是同样的一条路
But the same path
我把你摆在5000公尺高底下是悬崖峭壁
And I put you up 5,000 feet up in the air
请问还是不紧张的请举手
And there would be a
然后大风在那边吹来吹去
And the wind begins to blow
请问不紧张的还有一个不怕死的哈。
Those of you who are not afraid.
因为在地上 这样子走一尺足够我走的。
And if we're on the ground walking on that 1 foot wide paved road, it's
同样的一条路摆在那样子的一个处境上。
But that same path is elevated 5,000 feet up in the air.
然后要叫你走一公里，我想我们都恐惧战兢走每一步。
And I'm certain that we are fearful to take every step.
但是那个东西我们会紧张。
But if we are fearful of that,
但是我们有没有走在神旨意中，我们却不紧张。
But whether we are walking in the will of God, we are not concerned. We're not fearful.
一个这么伟大的生命在我们里面运行，整个的运行是为了成就神的旨意。
Such a wonderful life in us that moves for the purpose of accomplishing the will of God.
但是我们却能忽略它。
But yet we neglect that life.
我们可以不顺服恩膏的教训。
And we can ignore the teaching of the anointing.
主可以三番四复的要求我们，我们就是说 no.
The Lord can time and time again request of us, and we will just simply say no.
主叫我们不要花那么多的时间在 internet 在网上，我们就是下不来。
The Lord says, don't spend so much time on the internet, on the web, but we can't get off of it.
主叫我们要借着这个环境来得着基督，不要再去跟妻子争吵了，我们就是要吵。
The Lord says, through the circumstance, you gain more of my life. Don't argue with your spouse anymore.But we keep arguing.
主教我们每一天要分别出一段时间来坐在他脚前读他的话让他来改变我们我们就是说 no.
The Lord says every day set aside a time, spend time at my feet that I may change your life, but we say no.
弟兄姊妹以弗所书三章二十节他说神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12 tells that the exceeding power that is working at Christ is working in us to the point that is beyond what we can imagine, what we can think of.
中文没有翻出那个现在进行式，就正在进行。
And it's again the tense of that particular verse speaks very clearly that it is working right now in our lives.
我们一起把中文念一遍，好吧？中英文都可以。神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力。充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。那弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在我们里面一直有一个东西在运行。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know that there is something that is continually working in us.
如果你我不知道的话
，If you and I are unaware of it,
不能够否认它的存在。
You cannot deny the fact that it is working and it exists.
如果你我不知道或者从来没有经历到的话
，If you and I have never experienced it.
那是说到我们被仇敌蒙蔽了。
It speaks of the fact that we are blinded by the enemy.
所以 Austin Sparks 说仇敌最大的诡计就是蒙蔽。
Austin Sparks says that the greatest trickery of the enemy is to blind us.
什么叫做蒙蔽
？What is to be blind?
就是你该看到却没有看到。
That the things that you supposed to see you do not see.
什么叫做蒙蔽
？What is to be blind?
我们以为得到了，其实我们没有得到。
We think we have it, but we don't have it.
换句话说，我们被骗了。
Another word is we are deceived.
如果你从来没有到过这个大峡谷
if you've never been to the Grand Canyon,
别人把你带去了
and somebody brought you there,
但是却把你的眼睛蒙起来
but yet they blindfolded you.
过了一个钟头以后，大家又开车回去了
and after an hour, everybody left the place.
你到过大峡谷没有
did you go to the Grand Canyon?
到过了
you were there.
你享受过大峡谷没有
did you enjoy the Grand Canyon?
你知道大峡谷怎么回事吗
do you know what it looks like?
我们不知道
yet we do not know.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们虽然得救了
Yes, we are saved.
为什么圣经上说仅只得救
？Why does the scripture says that in some occurrences we are merely saved?
我们不过在客观上得到了救恩，得到了永恒的生命而已。
In the objective truth, we understand what is salvation.
但是我们却没有肉身中主观上经历来经历它。
But we personally, subjectively, we haven't experienced salvation.
这就是保罗的着急、啊。
And this is what Paul is so weary.
他说：“这样看来，弟兄们。”
He says, "Therefore, brethren."
不光我在的时候，你们要顺服。
But not only did you obey while I am with you,
我们不在的时候你更要顺服。
But when I am not with you, you ought to obey.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个生命在我们里面是真的。
Because this life in us is real.
它一直在运行。
It's working continually.
我不要这么激动，我停一下。
I don't want to be so fired up. I'm going to pause a little bit.
我知道有时候太激动，一直讲，大家耳朵反而 shut down.
And if I just keep preaching with passion, maybe your ear grows dull.
我们自己想一下。
I like to ask everybody to think.
你上一次感觉到 something working in you, 就是神的灵真的在我们里面运行，真的有东西在我们里面运行，来纠正我们，来鼓励我们，来安慰我们，来帮助我们，来充满我们，是什么时候？
When was the last time you sensed that the work of the Lord is inside of you? This life is moving to transform us, to change us, to encourage us. When was that time?
自己回答，不用回答。
You don't need to let me know right now, but think and answer to yourself.
基督的内住是 constant.
The indwelling Christ is something that is continual.
为什么约翰劝我们，穆安德烈劝我们，前辈劝我们要 constant abiding, 要一直住在他里面。
John the Apostle, Andrew Murray, and all our brothers who preceded us encouraged us abide in Christ.
我相信我现在如果请 AV room 的同工们突然把灯关掉，
and if I ask the AV team to all of a sudden turn off all the lights,
我相信你们一定会注意到，哎，怎么灯灭掉了？
And I think all of us would realize, hey, how come all the lights just went out?
我那个小孙子还不到一岁，十一月啊。
My grandson, he's not a year old yet.
他在我们家里面爬来爬去，我只要故意把一个灯一开，他一定这样子。
And he'll crawl around at home, and the moment I turn on a light in a particular room, he'll immediately look.
然后他要在我把它关掉，他再玩一玩，我再开，屡试不爽。
I'll turn off the light, he'll go play, and then again I turn it on.
不信你生个孙子试试看。
He'll look. If you don't believe me, have a grandchild, you'll see.
那他马上就 pay attention 了。
And he immediately responded.
那我们属灵的知觉已经黑暗了。
This is, again, the reason I ask the question is that our spiritual sensitivity, we are in darkness.
我们生命的感觉已经被仇敌给破坏了。
The sensitivity of this life has been harmed and destroyed by the enemy.
这个叫天上地上地底下所有的向他屈膝的主住在我们的里面，我们却没有感觉。
This Lord that everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth that bows to lives in us, yet we can't sense him.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这些信息对我都是责备，都是显明我的不够。因为差太远了。
Brothers and sisters, when I preach these messages to you, it's a reminder to me, it rebukes myself that I am far from it.
太多时候我们花很多的时间做圣工，所谓的圣工。
So often we find ourselves engaged in holy services.
我们读圣经。
We read the holy scriptures.
我们参加聚会听信息。
We come to the meeting, we listen to messages.
但是我们却跟里面的生命好像是 disconnect.
But we find ourselves disconnected from the life within.
我们里面没有活泼的连接于这个伟大的生命。
We are not actively connected to this wonderful life.
所以保罗劝我们要恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
Therefore, Paul says, be fearful and trembling.To work out your salvation.
不光所有人都需要向他敬拜，我们也要向他敬拜。
Not to say that everything needs to prostrate and bow to him, but we ought to bow before him.
我们太看轻了我们的主了。
We despise our Lord.
你看古代的皇帝。
The emperors of time of old.
埃及的法老。
Pharaoh of Egypt.
古代像巴比伦帝国、尼布甲尼撒王，这些人要去见他们、见这些王的时候，都是要爬在地上去见他的。
People who need to go see them, they have to literally crawl on the ground to come into their presence.
你现在到希腊去，不是到西藏去看那些人去朝拜这个他们的神的时候，都是在地上跪着进去的。
When you go to Nepal, you see that a lot of people, as they worship, they literally... Is it Nepal?
No.
Tibet. Close enough. They need to crawl on the ground as they go into the temple to worship.
但是你看我们今天没有缺少那个敬虔。
And we don't have the same reverence when it comes to our God.
所以为什么有从西藏来的人，他们说，哎呀，你们基督教真的太自由了哈。
And there are people that would come from Tibet and they look at Christians, they say, you guys are very free.
他看我们都很 relax.
It looks like we're all very relaxed.
很随便，居然在他们认为是 temple 哈，居然可以自由进出，出去上厕所，出去喝水。
They said we're too casual. They see this as a temple. How can you just come in and out and go to the bathroom whenever you wish?
弟兄姊妹，地上对一个君王、对假神都这么敬畏，而我们对真正的宇宙的主宰，我们却这样子的轻视。
Concerning a king, concerning a false god, they come with absolute reverence. Yet to the King of Kings, we do not have the same respect.
所以保罗是讲要我们恐惧战惊，你也可以说是要敬畏着、战惊着来侍奉他，来顺服他。
You can also say to be fearful and trembling, but to again be very respectful and fearful of the Lord.
不光他值得我们敬重他
，Not only is he worthy of our respect.
更重要的是，他在这里运行，为了叫我们走在神的旨意上。
But more importantly, he is working, he is moving that we will walk in the will of God.
我们不跟随他，我们常常就是掉下来粉身碎骨。
If we do not follow him, it's like falling off that 5,000 feet paved road. We will.Come to our destruction.
我们常常跌倒，对不对？
And we find ourselves fallen all the time.
有时候真的巴不得 跌得重一点，让我们痛得不得了，再也不敢随便走路。
Sometimes I pray that we would fall a little harder and we would hurt a little more, that we won't be casual about how we follow the Lord.
苦头吃不够，所以对神不够尊重。
A lot of times we haven't suffered enough, so we don't respect God enough.
第三件事情，这个灵在我们里运行，要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想。
And thirdly, this spirit that is working in us will fulfill more than what we can imagine, what we can think of.
人生有太多伟大的使命等候我们完成，神有太多属灵的祝福等候我们来承受来享受。
There's so much of God's commission, so much of his blessings that he wants us to enjoy.
有太多的人等候我们去把福音把救恩把爱带给他们。
There's so many people that are waiting to hear this gospel, to come to experience this love.
我们这个人的生命有太多的地方不像耶稣，需要被他来改变。
There's too many areas in our lives that is not like Jesus and needs to be changed by Jesus.
神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力，要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
And God is able to work within us according to the exceeding great power and the might that accomplish beyond what we can imagine or what we can think of.
求神真的帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
接下来保罗就讲到，当我们这样子顺服他的时候。
And Paul says, as we come into obedience to him.
底下这些东西，其实当我们真顺服里面的生命的时候，底下这些东西，其实你就发现就很容易了。
And as we truly obey the Lord, then you discover everything that is to follow becomes something very easy.
如果不是从生命出发的话，底下通通变成教条，变成律法。
If it doesn't come from life.Then everything that to follow is just doctrines, it's just requirements.
当我们真正的让圣灵在我们里面运行，而我们随从他的时候，这是一个自然的结果，这是一个生命的流露。
But if we allow the Holy Spirit to truly move in us, the things that are to follow is the outflow of this life. It's something very natural that is to come.
所以他说，凡所行的都不要发怨言。
Therefore, in verse 14, it says, "Do all things without complaining."
这个大家，我上一个叫你们想神上次运行是什么时候，发现你们。绞尽脑汁在想。
And as I asked a question earlier, when was the last time the Lord moved you? I can see from your faces you are thinking very hard.
我问你上次什么时候发怨言，我想你很容易就想起来了。
If I ask you when was the last time you complained, I think every one of us can remember very, very easily.
那可能现在就有了，有点问怎么还不下台。
And maybe you're complaining right now. Pastor, you, can you just get off the stage now?
很容易就发怨言。
We complain very easily.
我为什么容易发怨言？
Why do we complain
so easily? 因为我们是一个 self-centered 的人。
Because we are very self-centered.
只要不合我的心意，只要不满足我，只要让我受伤，只要让我不高兴，我当然就发怨言。
It doesn't satisfy me, my desire, it doesn't please me, of course I would complain.
所以这个不叫 Christian, 不叫 Christ 加着 I am nothing.
This is not called being a Christian, not Christ, I am nothing.
当真正不再是我是主的时候。
But when it is no longer I, but Christ.
当真正以基督耶稣的心为心的时候。
When we truly have the mind of Christ.
我们真正能够谦卑。
We can really humble ourselves.
我们真正能够顺服。
We're able to obey.
我们真正愿意舍己。
We're willing to deny ourselves.
所以年长的弟兄，一个属灵前辈告诉我们。
There's an elderly brother that had reminded us.
圣经上说，降卑的人，自卑的人，神要将他升为高。
The scripture said, those who humble themselves, the Lord will lift them up.
他说你要看一个人。
If you want to see a person,
他能够被神升为多高
how high God would elevate him.
他能够在人的中间被人看为多高
how much man would esteem him.
就在于他今天肯活得多低
It depends on how low he's willing to live.
这个不是装出来的
This is not something you can fake.
只有当我们真正肯全然降卑的时候
Only when we're truly willing to humble ourselves.
神喜悦我们
When God pleases us.
人尊重我们
Man will respect us.
我昨天讲的是我们男人弟兄们哈那个自尊心是特别脆弱。
And we said, I shared yesterday in the marriage ceremony that we as men, our self-esteem is very, very low, very fragile.
神特别要求妻子要敬重自己的丈夫。
So the Lord asks of our wives to respect their husband.
给他们一点时间成长，不要太早摧毁了他。
Give their husband some time to grow that you would not just...destroy him so quickly.
让他有一点时间被主改变。
Give him some time that the Lord would change him.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个人真正降卑才是赢得人尊重的地方。
Brothers and sisters, when a man is willing to humble himself, then respect comes.
所以你看这个人能够被神升为多高，你看这个人能够被人多尊重，就在乎他今天活得多低。
You see how much this man is elevated by the Lord, how much he is respected by others, it depends on how low he was willing to live today.
所以希望大家都赶快跟整洁组报名。
And I again encourage all of you to register with our cleaning crew here at church.
我们以前整洁组有人说 我没有扫厕所的恩赐。
And in time past, in our cleaning crew, somebody would say that I don't have the gifting of cleaning the toilet.
我们跟他说扫厕所不需要恩赐，需要谦卑。
And we said cleaning toilets do not require any gifting.
需要舍己，需要有基督的生命。
You need to deny yourself and have the life of Christ.
他不需要恩赐的。
It doesn't need any gifting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得这都是一个机会，让我们可以服侍彼此。
Brothers and sisters, these are all examples of how we can serve one another.
凡所行的不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指责诚实无为在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐并且与你们众人一同喜乐你们也都要照样喜乐并且和我一同喜乐、弟兄姊妹保罗在这里劝我们当这个生命在我们里面运行的时候
Verse 14 through verse 18 And Paul admonishes us as this life is moving in us
他照着神的旨意运行
And is moving according to the will of God
他在我们里面要成就大事
It's going to accomplish great things
他要来改变我们
It's coming to transform us
他让我们承受更多的祝福和应许
That we may receive greater blessings and promises of the
Lord 他让我们能够变得更有价值能够完成更多的使命和托付
our value is increased and we have the capacity to accomplish more of God's commission in our lives
外面他就说我们要像明灯照耀明光照耀一样把生命的道表明出来
So outwardly it says hold fast the word of life so that you may shine as light
这是我们正好今天 ND 新人门训配的正好哈要怎么叫我们的使命是要成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人
And in the Chinese Sunday school it's a perfect timing that how do we become witnesses of the word becoming flesh
这个生命已经在里面了
This life is already in us
我们得救一定得救了
We are indeed saved
但关键是他怎么样能够在我们有限的人生中能够彰显基督那这是大事
But the criticality is in this life How do we magnify Christ? That is the big thing
默然德烈说叫一个不信主的人肯接受耶稣做救主是很难很大的挑战
And Andrew Murray says For someone who does not believe in God For him to come to faith in Christ Is something that isbig and something that is very challenging.
他说要一个已经重生得救的基督徒能够让基督从里面活出来他说那是一个更大的挑战
He said it's a greater challenge for someone who is born again that the life of Christ may be lived out through him.
把耶稣接进来是挑战把耶稣活出来是更大的挑战
And to receive Christ into our hearts is a great challenge. To live out Christ is a bigger challenge.
讲守道弟兄说基督为我们死了我们都不需要死了
Brother Stephen Kong shared with us Christ died for us. None of us needs to die anymore.
但是基督在我们里面替我们活所以我们也都不需要活了
So Christ lives for us therefore none of us needs to live for ourselves
我们需要把耶稣活出来
We need to live out Christ
信心让我们把基督接进来爱心让我们把基督活出来
Faith allows us to receive Christ into our hearts Love allows us to live out Christ from our lives
今天在我们周围充满了需要的人充满了心灵破碎的人
There are people that are broken hearted people with great needs surrounding us
可能就在我们家里面就充满了这样子的人
Maybe just within our own families there are such people
所以我们不光得到了基督做生命
so not only do we have Christ to be our life
以基督耶稣的心为心
and to have the mind of Christ
而神把我们摆在这个弯曲悖谬的世代中
but the Lord has placed us in this crooked and perverse generation
神把一个使命托给我们
God has given us a commission
叫我们成为黑夜中的一盏明灯
that we may be a light in the midst of the darkness of night
我们怎么样子出淤泥而不染
and how can we come out of this filth, but we are not corrupted.
在这个弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
In this perverse and crooked generation, to be children of God that cannot be blamed.
能够好像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
And again, as a light that shines, that the word of life may be seen.
这个世界，我们知道，人人都需要耶稣。
We know this world, everyone needs Jesus.
人拒绝耶稣，是因为他们还不认识耶稣。
Man rejects Jesus because they have not yet come to know Jesus.
人人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
但是福音不是只是传的。
But the gospel is not simply preached.
别人不是只是想要听见福音，别人要看见福音。
They don't just want to hear the gospel. They want to see the gospel.
所以我们每一次福音聚会的时候都在预备福音单张。
So every time as we prepare for a gospel meeting, we're preparing the tracts.
我们到超级市场到火车站到哪里去发在从小在台湾就做这件事。
We go to the marketplace, we go to the train station. Ever since I was young, we were trained to do that.
但是我常常挑战弟兄姊妹。
But I oftentimes challenge brothers and sisters.
我们自己就是那个福音单张。
We are that gospel tract.
我们自己就是福音单张。
We are that tract.
还不在乎我们发的。
It doesn't matter what is, it doesn't depend on what we're handing out.
发的的确很重要。
But yes, what we give out is very important.
但是我们里面真正对人的爱，那个福音在我们里面才是更重要的事。
But the genuine love, the genuine gospel that flows from us, that is the more important element.
有一个小男孩跟他爸妈出去发福音单张。
It was a young boy that went out to pass out tracts with his parents.
这么小的孩子，他救恩那么真实在他里面。
He was very young, but salvation is so real in his life.
发给别人，别人拿了走了，就是跟我们平常碰到的一样，有人说不要。
And he handed to someone. Someone would take it and walk away. Some people would say, "No, I don't want it."
他有一次发给一个叔叔走过的路人。
One time he passed it to someone he didn't know, an uncle.
哦，那个路人的态度非常坏，我才不要这个东西。
And he was very angry. He says, "I don't want this."
突然这个小孩子他说叔叔他带着眼泪他说叔叔到了地狱里面再也没有福音单张了。
And this little boy he started crying. He said, "Uncle, when you go to hell, there is no more gospel tracts."
Oh, 那个人心里面非常感动。
And that man was greatly moved.
怎么可能一个小孩子会这样关心我？
How would a little boy like this care about my life?
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做活出耶稣来。
Brothers and sisters, this is called living out Christ.
别人不要只听我们讲耶稣。
People don't want to just hear us talk about Christ.
别人希望我们看见耶稣。
People want to see Christ.
有光就是有光。
If you have light, you are light.
光来的是没有人可以 deny 的。
And when the light comes, no one can deny that light.
所以保罗主耶稣说，你们就是世上的光。
And so Paul says, you are the light.Of the world.
保罗也说你们要像明光照耀把生命的道表明出来
And so Paul says you are that light that needs to live out the word of life
不是把神学表达出来不是把救恩的道理表达出来是把生命表达出来
It's not to express theology and doctrines but to live out life
所以弟兄姊妹腓立比书向我们的挑战
So the challenge of the epistle to the Philippians
到底我们知不知道基督是我的生命
Do we truly know that Christ is our life?
腓立比书向我们的挑战、
And this book challenges us.
到底我能不能活出基督来
Can you live out Christ?
所以神把我们摆在这个世代中
So God has placed us in this world.
这个世代真的是黑啊
And this world is dark.
我不怕你们难过哈我跟于师母二十年前就想离开 Silicon Valley.
And 20 years ago, Pastor Nancy and myself, we wanted to leave the Silicon Valley.
因为我们觉得在这里服事太难了。
And we know it is so hard to serve in this environment.
大家忙得不得了。
Everybody is so busy.
工作也霸占人。
And the work holds us hostage.
然后那些小家伙孩子们更霸占。
And those little people, our children, they hold us hostage even more.
你不信？你下午三四点钟，你到我们的附近去开车看看，你要很小心开车。
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, come drive around our neighborhood.
一大堆亚洲妈妈在那里闯着，送孩子去学东西。
A lot of Asian moms picking up their kids and sending them to other after-school programs.
弟兄姊妹，这个地方太难服侍了。
And this area is so hard to serve.
因为人的心被吸引、被捆绑的东西太多。
And because the hearts of man is being bound, being attracted by so many things.
那个时候的中国。
And the China in those days.
属灵情形比现在好多了。
The spiritual condition was much better than now.
我们去中国，不管讲什么东西，底下都有人哭。
It doesn't matter what we share when we're in China. Somebody is weeping.
哦，他们那么渴慕主。
Everybody longed for the Lord.
我们再累，进到聚会里面，整个人活过来，因为圣灵的工作那么强。
No matter how tired, how weary we are physically, when we enter into the meeting, we come alive because the Spirit of God is moving.
你说像我这块料子讲到，都这么多人痛哭流泪。
A lousy speaker like myself, when I speak, everybody's weeping and coming to Christ.
来到这里，我讲这么好的道，大家在那边打瞌睡。
And I come here, I speak such wonderful messages, and you guys are falling asleep.
你们认知失调，你知道吗？
You are abnormal.
I feel unworthy. 我觉得不值得花这么多的功夫，底下人没有改变。
I feel unworthy that I work so diligently, nobody is being changed and transformed.
但是有一天我读腓立比书的时候
，But one day I was reading the book of Philippians.
神就光照我，就责备我。
And so the Lord shed His light upon me, and the Lord rebuked me.
历史历代的人都有他所处的世代。
Every generation they have the issues that they had to deal with.
每一个人对于自己所处的世代。 负有无可推诿的责任。
And everyone concerning the generation that they face have their responsibilities.
神就是要叫我们在所处的世代里面，像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
And in the generation that we are in, God's request of us that we would shine as lights to the world.
所以我们不能够借着埋怨，借着 compromise， 借着妥协，而让我们在这个世代中不能够产生影响力。
Through complaints and compromise, we cannot allow ourselves to get to the point where we can no longer influence our generation.
我们就跟主祷告，我说主，就算别人说我们 Silicon Valley 是巴比伦的巴比伦
，and even if other people say Silicon Valley is the Babylon of Babylon,
我们要在这里全地黑暗的时候，神的家中仍旧有光。
The world is covered in darkness, yet in the house of God there is light.
我们就希望在 Silicon Valley 大家这么忙的环境里面，我们一样让主居首位，我们跟世界是不一样的。
And we pray that in the Silicon Valley, as we are also in the midst of this busyness, we are different, that the Lord would have His preeminence.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我向众人的请求，也是我们众人的挑战。
And this is what I ask of all of you, and my challenge for all of you.
连但以理这么十几岁的人进到巴比伦皇宫，能够立志不用完善，不喝王酒。
And Daniel in his teens, as he was brought into Babylon, he said within himself that I will not use the things
多少人羡慕他能够吃王吃的东西，喝王喝的酒。
So many people admire the fact that he has the opportunity to eat and drink of what the king would eat and drink.
被尼布甲尼撒王当特别人才来培养的人。
King Nebuchadnezzar would treat him as someone very, very special, or else he would not build him up that way.
他居然能够立志说，我不喝王酒，我不吃王的东西，我不让王的东西来玷污了我。
But he would say within his heart that I will not eat and take pleasure of anything of the palace, that I would be defiled by them.
弟兄姊妹，这个十几岁的少年比尼布甲尼撒王尊贵的不知道多少倍。
This teen, in his teenage years, he is more royal than the King Nebuchadnezzar.
从世人来看，这叫做不识好歹。
And from the world perspective, people would say, you don't know what is good.
王可以杀他的。
The king can actually slay you.
但是他知道他侍奉至高的神。
But he knows he served the Most High.
但以理书最常出现的就是对神的称呼，至高者，哦，那位万王之王，因为他知道他在侍奉神。
The book of Daniel, the one term that comes into that's repeated very frequently is the Lord Most High.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座都是但以理，好不好？
Brothers and sisters, I pray that all of us who are here, we are Daniels.
我们上班认真上班。
When we go to work, we work hard.
但是我们绝对不会三斗米折腰的。对不起哈，我们决定不 compromise to the world.
We will not compromise to the world.
我们也不 conform to the pattern of the world.
We will no longer conform to the patterns of this world.
我们不随从这个时代的潮流。
We're not going to walk along the currents of this world.
因为我们是王的儿女，是至高者的儿子。
Because we are the sons of the Most High.
我们今天活在地上，要将生命之道表明出来。
When we live in this world, we are to live out the word of life.
保罗说：“希望你们这样子活着。”
Paul says, I pray that you would live this way.
好，让我在基督的日子能够夸我没有空跑，没有徒劳。
That in the days of Christ, that I would be able to boast that I did not run or labor in vain.
保罗说：“我把你们的信心当作供物献给神。”
And Paul says that I am taking your faith as an offering unto the Lord.
他说我就算被浇奠在其上也是甘心的。
He says, even I am poured out upon it as a drink offering, I am more than glad to do so.
他也充满了喜乐。
He is full of joy.
什么叫做浇奠？
What does it mean to be as a drink offering to
be poured out? 在以色列人所有跟神的献祭中，
in all the offerings of the Israelites to the Lord,
有一个祭叫做奠祭。
And there is a particular offering called the
当燔祭的祭牲那么香的在那里 往天升上去的时候，
a pouring offering that as the fragrance of the sacrifice on the altar is ascending，
祭司这时候拿着美酒，哈哈，那个好 一尊酒把它倒在祭物上，
the priest would take this wonderful wine and he would pour it on the sacrifice。
第一个，它是全然倾倒，一滴都不留。
And this pouring offering is offered in completeness, not a single drop is left behind.
第二个，让这个祭物整个的馨香达到神的面前去满足神。
Secondly, the fragrance of the offering is ascended on high for the Lord.
所以保罗说，我为着你们。
So Paul says, for your sake.
我整个生命被浇奠了，我都甘心。
If my entire life is poured out for you, I am more than willing.
值得。
It is worth it.
因为把荣耀归给了神。
Because the glory has been given unto God.
让神的心得到的喜乐。
That the heart of God is satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来爱神。
Brothers and sisters, let's together come and love the Lord.
真的把我们最好的献给他。
Let's come and give our very best to the Lord.
最后在这里，保罗讲到他跟同工们之间的榜样。
Lastly, Paul talks about the examples he set with his co-workers.
你发现他们不仅仅是同工。
You discover not only are they co-workers.
他们真的亲如兄弟，像同伴一样。
They are like brothers. They are like companions.
所以保罗在这里讲到提摩太讲。
And when Paul makes mention of Timothy and Epaphroditus,
我在说保罗写这封信是在监狱里面写的。
And again, I tell you, Paul wrote this epistle in prison.
当腓立比教会一听说保罗下在监里，他们打发以巴弗提来看他。
And immediately, as soon as they heard the word that Paul was sent in prison, they sent a brethren, Epaphroditus, to come and take care of him.
他们不仅仅带着奉献来供应他，也将以巴弗提在这里侍候他。
That not only had this brother brought offering, but they asked this brother to remain to serve Paul.
所以我说，腓立比教会是一个充满爱心、知恩、感恩的教会。
And the church of Philippi is a church that is full of thanksgiving, and they are also a church that is willing to offer.
他们不是一个讲大道理的教会，是一个有行动的教会。
And they are not just a church that is lofty on doctrines, but they are full of actions.
我们好几年以前，我们青少年有一段时间，我们给他们做的 T-shirt 叫做 CIA.
Many years ago, among the youth here at church, we had a T-shirt that had the acronym CIA.
所有年轻人都喜欢穿，而且常常戴着黑眼镜。
All the young people loved that particular T-shirt, and they wore their sunglasses as they wore that T-shirt.
因为叫做 Christian in Action.
Because the acronym CIA, Christian in Action.
弟兄姊妹，我们是应该要有 action 的教会。
Brother and sister, we need to be a church that has actions.
你就发现保罗跟他的同工之间这样子切实相爱。
So you discover through this epistle that Paul dearly loved his co-workers.
保罗说，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
He says everyone was mindful of their own business, but not the things of Christ.
别人都在这里为自己活，但是你发现以巴弗提为了做基督的功夫，几乎致死，不顾性命。
That everybody lived for themselves, but Epaphroditus, for the sake of the work of Christ, he came close to death.
把他们一摆在我们面前，我们就觉得我们惭愧。
When these individuals are placed before us, we find that we fall short.
我们真的常常都只顾自己的事。
Oftentimes, we are really only mindful of our own affairs.
我们忽略了基督的事。
We neglect the things of Christ.
我们常常花很多的时间做自己的家、自己的职业、自己的生活。
We take care, or use a lot of time to take care of our jobs, our families, and our own needs.
但是以巴弗提却为了做基督的功夫，他几乎致死，然后甚至病得快要死了。
But Epaphroditus, for the sake of the work of Christ, he came very close to death.
而且他们彼此之间的关系，你从读信就知道他们是这样子的亲密的同伴。
And you see how Paul writes that he is very close to this brother.
他讲到以巴弗提的时候，他说他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我所需用的。他一下讲到他五种的角色。
He says he's my brother, my fellow worker, he's my fellow soldier, and he's also your messenger whom you sent to minister to my need.
他不是那种。很没有感觉、很没有感情的说，我现在打发以巴弗提回去就是了。他加了这么多形容词。
He used all these terms to describe who Epaphroditus was, and he wasn't just very casual in sending this brother back.
就的属灵、就的年纪、就的各方面，以巴弗提等于是他的后辈。
And from the perspective of spiritual maturity and age, Epaphroditus was way under him.
保罗这么谦卑的说，他是我的兄弟。
But Paul humbles himself and said, "He's my brother."
他跟我一起同工。
He's my fellow.Worker.
他跟我一起当兵。
He's my fellow soldier.
他是被你们所差来的。
He is your messenger.
他也是供给我需要的，也是在这里服侍我的。
He ministered to my need.
弟兄姊妹，这个都是耶稣基督的心为心最好的见证。
Brothers and sisters, these are all very good examples of what is when a person lives with the mind of Christ.
真以基督的心为心。
So when we have the mind of Christ,
我们常想的是基督的事。
We are always thinking about the.
我们常做的是基督的功夫。
We are working the works of Christ.
我昨天也是跟一个弟兄交通。
Yesterday I had a fellowship with a brother.
我说在我们这个教会所有的 department lead 或是 deacon.
In our church, all the department leads and all the deacons.
我希望我们对自己手中所负责的工作，就像你开一家自己的公司一样。
For the things that are entrusted in your hands, I pray that you would treat it like it is your own business.
你要把整个责任扛在你的身上。
The entire responsibility should be on your shoulders.
只要有空，我们所想的、所祷告的、所寻求的，就是怎么样让这个服事能够到位，能够合神心意。
Whenever there is time, whenever there's opportunity, our focus and our prayer and our aim is How do I allow the services to come to the rightful place where it may grow?
我也希望在座所有的弟兄姊妹都用这样子的态度。
And I pray all the brothers and sisters, we have the same attitudes here.
这个礼拜五轮到你带查经。
This Friday, if it's your turn to
我们需要好好的祷告。
Lead Bible study,
这么多弟兄姊妹带着疲倦的心，带着重担，带着痛苦，带着需要来到教会里面。
So many people come to the small group full of weariness and burdens and needs.
我怎么能够随便只是看看预查东西我就来带呢
？How can I casually just look at the pre-study material and just come and lead the study？
我怎么只是一个聚会中你回答这个问题，你回答那个问题？弟兄姊妹，我们不可以用这种态度的。
I can't just casually say, okay, you're assigned to answer this question. You're assigned to answer that question.
我们需要屈膝在神的面前，为着这个聚会特别祷告。
We can't be casual. We can't carry that kind of attitude. We need to bow on our knees and pray for this meeting.
让我这个人不成为神救恩祝福的限制。
That I do not become a limitation to the outpouring of the blessings of God.
我们也希望这个聚会真正达到它属灵的果效，让基督的生命能够出来。
We pray that this meeting will really reach its fruitfulness, that the life of Christ may be poured.
当我们更成熟的时候
and as we become more mature,
不是只有轮到你的时候才这么祷告
and we pray that it's not only when we are on duty that we pray such prayers
每一次聚会我们就会为着带聚会的人祷告
but every time we come to a gathering we are praying for those who are leading
希望神要做的工作神要赐的祝福能够在我们中间不因为人的不完全不用心受到拦阻受到打岔
But the works of God and the blessings of God that God desires to pour among us will not be hindered and limited by the limitation of our hearts
弟兄姊妹我需要结束了哈
Brothers I need to come to a conclusion
希望刚刚埋怨我的人不再埋怨了
I pray those who are complaining about me you are not complaining anymore
弟兄姊妹基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life
这是太伟大的事情
This is such a huge, huge thing
不光成为我们客观得到了一个救恩和生命
Not only subjectively we received salvation and this new life
他要让我们主观的来经历到他在我们里面的真实
Objectively we receive those truths but subjectively we receive the truth and the reality of those things
他要我们在主观上来经历到他在我们里面给我们带来的改变
And that subjectively we can experience the transformation, the change that is brought into our lives
这个生命要来改变我们这个人
This life is going to change me
我们要学习以基督耶稣的心为心在地上过生活
Learning how to live this life to have the mind of Christ as we live
降卑
To humble ourselves
舍己
To deny ourselves
顺服
To be obedient
有人在该顺服没有人在更该顺服
When there are people watching, I'm obedient. When there are no one watching, I am also obedient.
我们真是要恐惧战惊做成我们得救的功夫
With fear and trembling, I need to work out the salvation that I've received.
好让我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代能够活出神的荣耀
That in this crooked and perverse generation, we may live out the glory of God.
我在说我们对这个时代有责任
I say again, we each have responsibilities toward this generation.
有无可推诿的责任
It's a responsibility that we can't just drop and push away
不要去埋怨环境的艰难
Do not complain about the difficulties of our circumstances
也不要成为我们妥协的借口
Do not be an excuse for us to compromise
要知道那正在我们里面运行的大力
But to know that that great might and that power that is working in us
它要充充足足成就一切超过我们所求所想
It's working exceedingly above beyond what we can think or imagine
我们再来唱291首
291, Hymn 291 We're going to sing it together
我们只唱三四五三节
Verse 3, 4, and 5
那个第三节的中文我们一起来读一遍好不好
Verse 3
哦，我要像你那样的忍耐圣洁而谦卑与人无伤温和的接受无理的苦待宁可救别人自己死亡第四节英文威廉为我们读一下好吗
Oh to be like thee Lord I am coming Now to receive the anointing divine All that I am and have I am bringing Lord from this moment All shall be thine
我觉得写得太好了哈
These verses are wonderful
我们三四五一起来唱
Verse 3, 4 and 5
哦、我要像你那样的忍耐圣洁而谦卑与人无伤温和的接受 弟兄姊妹，就在我们的周围，有许多人等着我们去。
Brothers and sisters surrounding us, there are many that are waiting for us.
就在你的家中，你的配偶，你的孩子也需要耶稣。
And our families, our spouse, our children, they need Jesus.
我们这个人不能够带给他们什么祝福。
We ourselves can't bring any blessing to them.
但是当我们把耶稣带给他们的时候，我们就带给了他们最大的祝福。
And when we bring Jesus to them, we brought them the greatest blessing.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
知道那伟大的生命已经在我们里面。
To know that that great, wonderful life is in us.
他天天都在运行，现在也在运行。
And every single day is moving. It is working. It's working.Now,
让我们存着敬畏的心
that with a fearful heart,
做成救恩的功夫
that we will work out our salvation.
我们还是请少数的几位弟兄姊妹带领我们有简短的祷告
ask a few brothers and sisters to lead us in the word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
主耶稣，不仅仅是我们从心的深处我们的渴望愿意更多的来向你
阿们
更多的能够活出你的荣美
阿们
主这也就是你从起初你就要在我们的身上所做成
阿们
主啊让我们没有在一个人在这里我们仅仅满足于得救
阿们
我们仅仅满足于脱离了永远的审判
是的
虽然那是我们一生都感激不尽的
阿们
主啊但是我们何等的巴不得我们的心事为人也能与基督的福音相称
阿们
愿你自己的生命越来越多的在我们的里面自然的容留
阿们
主是的在过往的世代里面你兴起了许多的儿女们他们服侍了他们的世代就如今也让我们在这个世代中能够彰显耶稣基督
阿们
将你的生命之道彰显出来
阿们
主我们谢谢你奉主耶稣基督的
阿们
阿们
谢谢你按照你的形象来造我们、主让我们能够活出
阿们
这实在是我们向你的祷告
阿们
耶稣你也成为我们的生命
阿们
让我们能够活出你那个哦主顺服谦卑的生命
阿们
我们不但为自己活我们要彼此哦真的是能够服别人的事像你一样那么有温柔谦卑哦这样那么的良善哦主耶稣是的帮助我们主要常常在这条路上主是的我们能够哦得着你的祝福我们也能够给出你的祝福
阿们
主是我们能够得着基督我们也能够活出基督
阿们
阿们
主的主我们感谢你谢谢你的生命成为我们的生命
哈利路亚
主我们求你真的是帮助我们真的是恐惧战兢做成我们得救的功
阿们
主当我们正在这里祈求的时候主我们真的是求你的爱真的是充满我们使我们做个殿配给你居留对让我们真是 be worthy of you 对使我们的生命和与你相应
阿们
谢谢主奉靠主耶稣
阿们
Well Jesus you know that we are often prone to be busy about many things and yet we neglect the one thing that is most important Lord Jesus, you know that is the typical lifestyle here in this area. Lord, we pray for ourselves, O Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come and place before us the beauty of Jesus, the desire for Jesus. To know really, O Lord, this life in us is at work in us. And Lord, that we would really enter in and enter into fellowship with you often, O Lord. And God, we really do pray, O Lord, that you help us individually, as families, as fellowship, as a church,Oh, to live out this wonderful life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that really we would have an impact here in Silicon Valley. Oh, Lord, at our workplaces.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, in our cities. Oh, Lord, that really we would shine. Oh, Lord, that your life in us would be seen. The love of Christ may be known.
Amen.
God, give us an open door. And Jesus, change us from the inside out.
Amen.
We thank you, oh, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 主，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
我们存着恐惧战兢的心因为我们不希望再得罪你
with a fearful and a trembling heart oh Lord because we do not want to offend you anymore
我们恐惧战惊，因为我们不希望活得偏离了神的旨意。
We are fearful and we are trembling because we do not want to live a life that is apart from your purpose and will.
我们也不愿意失去了你正在我们里面运行，所以要带给我们的祝福和改变。
We don't want to lose what you are moving in our lives to bring about a blessing and a change in us.
我们不甘心损失任何一次的措施。
We don't want to lose any one of these opportunities and loss.
我们希望你能够充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
And your fullness you would accomplish beyond all that we can imagine and think of.
把我们众人都交在你的手中。
We commit all of us into your hands.
是的，这个时代是艰难的。
Yes, this time is a difficult time.
哦，这个大地是黑暗的。
And this land is covered in darkness.
但是我们里面的比在世界的更大。
But he that is in us is greater than that of this world.
你们能够让我们每一个人都在这里做见证，我们是与世界分别的人。
That every single one of us can testify that we are not of this world.
我们不仅仅在这世界不属于这个世界。
And that we can testify that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们更是要活出神儿女们那个得胜的见证来。
That we may live out the children, the life of the children of God.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every single one of us.
不管我们今天的处境、光景、难处是什么。
No matter how difficult and what are the circumstances that we face today.
让我们都转向你。
May we all turn to you.
以基督的耶稣的生命为生命。
That your life would be our life.
以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
That your mind and your heart would be ours.
好让我们活的就是基督。
That as we live.It is Christ.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，将生命的道表明出来。
This perverse and crooked generation that we may hold fast.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.